BBC News. The liberal human rights lawyer Moon Jae-in has claimed victory in South Korea's presidential election. Addressing cheering supporters in Seoul, Mr. Moon promised to create a country of justice and to govern for all South Koreans. The election follows months of turmoil caused by the impeachment of the conservative president Park Geun-hye. The White House has approved supplying weapons to Kurdish militants fighting the Islamic State group in Syria. The weapons will help the YPG militia in the offensive against the IS stronghold of Raqqa. There's been a sharp rise in infant mortality and maternal death rates in Venezuela. In the first figures released since the start of the country's economic crisis, the health ministry said the number of women dying in childbirth was up by 65%, while child deaths were up 30%. The UN says four of its peacekeepers in the Central African Republic were killed in an ambush on Monday. A fifth member of the convoy is missing. President Trump will not make a decision on future U.S. participation in the Paris Agreement on greenhouse gas emissions until after he returns from a G7 summit at the end of the month. Mr. Trump criticized the deal while on the campaign trail last year and has been due to meet his climate advisers on Tuesday. The governing body of world football is to investigate last summer's sale of the French star Paul Pogba by Juventus to Manchester United, the most costly transfer ever concluded. It will look into the commission paid to Pogba's agent following the $110 million deal. A Twitter message from an American teenager asking a burger chain for a year's supply of chicken nuggets has become the most retweeted message ever. Rapidly going viral, the message has now reached nearly 3.5 million retweets, raising $100,000 for a children's charity. BBC News.